It's Jesse Unplugged. It's Jesse Unplugged. We're gonna find out what's up with Jesse this week. Jesse Unplugged.
Hey everybody, welcome to Jesse Unplugged. This is episode 4, I believe, and December 2015.
Hi, everybody.
And without further ado, here is your wonderful host, Jesse Anderson.
Hi, everybody. What's up? It's Jesse and Andy from Jesse Unplugged coming to you live. Well, maybe not live, but from my room at my parents' condo in Glen Ellyn.
Yeah, live in person, and last couple times were Skype. And while that's fun doing it within like the leisure of our own homes, it is nice to actually hit the pavement and come
yes.
out and see the Andersons on a chilly December afternoon.
Very cold here.
But, so, yeah, I want to thank your parents for having us. And just this is a sweet condo. It's always a good time. You got a great family, Jesse.
Yeah, and real quick, I got to give a shout-out to Uncle Bob's. The fried macaroni and the soup you gave me was awesome.
That fried macaroni we sell metric tons of every year. I mean, it's delicious.
You wouldn't think, I could probably eat a full box of it.
Nice. You wouldn't think just macaroni with breadcrumbs fried up into balls would be good.
Oh,
but
my God.
It's intense.
It was good. Again, my hats off to Uncle Bob. That stuff was awesome.
Good to hear. And, just a little tiny way of paying you back for friendship for the last couple of years.
Yeah, of course. You're like part of the family.
That's great. I do appreciate it. And from Resistance Pro Wrestling to meeting up with you the first time at a Chili's, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
5 years ago, probably. And all the texts and the nice wishes and everything. That's very nice, Jesse.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
Always. So, moving along. I was thinking we start off by talking about what we did for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving was last week.
Yes.
And good time.
I'll let you go first.
Okay. Good time to meet up with your family. I don't see all of them too often. I see them here and there, but went to Downers Grove and met up with, had a little home cooking from my Uncle Charlie. So, yeah, had my parents. Didn't see my sister, but I had my uncle and my grandma, who I think is like 93. So it's cool that she's, you know, she's with it. She's pretty awesome. And Grandma Lucille's always been there for me, nice lady, and just pretty much just relaxed, ate all the, you know, the stuff that you should out of Thanksgiving, stuffing, sweet potato, turkey, actual cranberry sauce, not the stuff that you dump out of a can that looks like dog food, actual cranberry sauce. It's important.
Oh yeah, is important. Okay. It's gotta be at least edible.
Yeah, even though there was a weird memory in my childhood of getting the slice of cranberry sauce, you can't get a slice of the sauce if it's actual cranberry sauce. But, yeah, it was just a nice time. And, okay. And, yeah, Jesse, I heard via Facebook and all that stuff that you guys actually traveled for your Thanksgiving Day. How was that?
Yeah, it was nice. The whole story of it is my mom and dad had this desire for the family to take a trip together, you know, as a family. So they had made reservations at this place called the Eagle Ridge Resort and Spa in Galena.
Nice.
And it's really nice. It probably has its own golf course. And what I think is there's a lodge.
Okay.
And what I took out of that is like, there's like a motel, it looks like, and other like actual homes.
Cool, nice.
Vacation homes. My parents rented one of the houses, which is really, really nice. And beforehand, I was like, I want to have my own space. Like, I gotta have my own space, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
I don't want football playing on my TV and all that. And they were like, sure, that's fine. But a few weeks later, they were like, hey, Jesse, I know you said you wanted your own space, but I think it would be a nice gesture to let my brother, your Andrew's girlfriend's, her name's Ashley, let her brother share your space with you.
Nice. Well, it's the type of thing where you are used to being on your own in Evanston, so when you have to share it with somebody you're not super close with.
You know, and I was big on having my own space, but then I'm like, you know what?
It's the holidays.
I should enjoy it, and I'll probably enjoy it, having a roommate. But that was, of course, before I actually got there. Because before I got there, I was thinking I didn't know how big it would be. I thought it was just going to be like a small space. Sure. Because you know how in some homes, you go in, and like the basement, and it's like real small? Probably the size.
Sure, like my house.
Yeah, small. Like, size of a small cellar.
Mm-hmm.
This had was this had its space had its own living that family room.
It was like its own condo, right?
Yeah, its family room, and there was even a full bathroom down there.
Jeez.
So when I got down there, my mom brought me some pulled pork sandwiches and some sides for dinner, and I just probably fell asleep watching
nice.
A marathon of Bar Rescue.
Very cool. Nice.
And I was so tired because of some misunderstandings about my schedule.
Okay.
So I won't get into that.
But you were up way early in the morning, and now it's nighttime, and you're tuckered out.
Nice. Well, it was like I got to work at the wrong time. I was supposed to be in at p.m. and I was, but I suddenly got up for an a.m.
Oh, nice.
So I ended up sleeping so soundly that I guess I was sleeping so deep that I didn't even hear Andrew and Ashley come down.
Nice.
So, but it was a fun time. We enjoyed our Thanksgiving dinner.
And was this a thing of that you cooked, or did you guys cook, or isn't it hard to cook when you're not at home? Like,
I wouldn't believe it is, but my parents, I guess if you make prior reservations, I don't know if you, it's like, if you bring your own turkey, or it's, you brought it there, bring it there, but supposedly, they get two people dressed as pilgrims, literally bring you all the sides. They hand deliver it to your door.
Wait, so not only was this a delivered meal, but they were dressed as pilgrims?
Well, one dressed as a pilgrim, and another one that he was dressed as a Native American.
Nice.
He got some pictures of it. It was funny.
Yeah, I like that. It's a little extra touch, like, on Thanksgiving. And, so they bring it all. That's pretty awesome. So you get to relax. And, like, I was thinking, like, my aunt, she slaves from, like, 6 a.m. till 4 p.m. when we eat.
We didn't have to slave at all. We just
It would be nice to
prepare it all to put it on like the turkey. We carved the turkey, and that was it.
It would be nice, maybe, for my aunt if one year we did that, just so that she could relax and enjoy herself on the day of Thanksgiving instead of slaving away.
Yeah, and it's like I would have, and trust me, I would have totally loved to see it, to have seen the whole area, you know, the whole resort, but it was so cold.
Yeah, was it? So this is a pretty big resort. Like, in the summer, it's people going golfing and stuff. And
yeah, golfing.
Is it on water or no?
No, there's probably a lake somewhere, but it's pretty...
wooded or forests and stuff?
It was fun. I would love to do it again.
Nice. And so that was with the whole family, and... I did see pictures of you guys all got together, all four of the brothers or something, recently. Was that
a couple months ago? What that was is my brother Ricky brought, and his family came up here for a vacation.
Nice. Where do they live normally?
They live in Florida.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So they all came up here to visit everybody.
Uh-huh.
First they visited Billy, then they visited my younger brother Andrew at his job.
Nice.
Then they came here and for pizza dinner from Baroni's.
Okay, nice.
And
I heard that's good pie. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And I guess I just brought up that I would like to spend some time with my nieces and nephews, and they're like, they said, I guess I was like, can I join you tomorrow since I'm going to have a full day of sightseeing? I'm like, they were like, yes, please do. So I ended up spending the whole entire day with them.
Nice. And you guys did sightseeing, or where did
you go? Yeah, sightseeing. We went to a Lego store.
Nice.
And I got, as a shout out, I'm doing this as a shout out, but I have a certain friend in Ohio. Okay, his name is Mike Goldgarner, who has a huge thing for Star Wars, not to mention even bigger thing for Legos.
Legos and Star Wars. Okay, yeah. Nice.
He's even built some other things. And supposedly, he posted on Facebook, one of his kids almost took apart his, like, either his, the Executor money Lego set thing he did, or the Death Star.
Nice.
Oh, jeez.
That's a lot of work putting those things together.
He tried putting that Stormtrooper, like I had in the picture, that was 15,000.
It's going to take weeks to put that thing together, huh?
I could never have that many. My friend Michael Garner thinks that it was like custom made stuff.
Okay, yeah, it's not just the regular Legos.
It didn't look like regular Legos.
No, huh? Well, Legos have made quite a comeback. I mean, there was a Lego movie, and you go to these stores and see stuff that is like literally works of art. I never built anything that even resembled a work of art when I was making Legos, but it was always fun though, and yeah, it's definitely a. They have a good publicist, Legos, because now they're everywhere, it seems like. So,
I know it.
So how old are your nieces and nephews from Florida?
Well, Ava's 13.
Nice.
And forgive me, kids, but I forgot how old Julian and Sophie are.
Good. I thought you were going to forget their names. I'd be like, that would be bad. No, but the ages I could tell. So she's 13. They probably got another year before she does not want to ever hang with the family again. For a while, right? That's teenagers.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so you guys did a day of sightseeing, and so it's pretty rare to get the four brothers together.
Well, it was just me and Ricky during the time in Chicago, but we weren't really together, just he visited they visited each brother
by
themselves. And I'm so glad I went because I ate so much food at Lou Malnati's.
Lou Malnati's is awesome. Yeah, my friend used to drive pizzas for there. And their so
food
good.
Is so good. And I love how they do it with the salad. They just make a big bowl and so everybody can have some.
Oh, nice. Family style?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the best.
And the calamari was awesome.
Calamari can be really good or it can be kind of creepy once you actually see that it's tentacles off a squid, like...
Yeah, I mean...
Like, it was awesome, like, the night I had it, and then I said, oh, I'll have this tomorrow, and then I looked at it the next day, and it had, like, purple tentacles. I'm like, okay, it's not as good the next day. I'm kind of freaked out now. And, by the way, those train sounds you're hearing, those are the ambient sounds of the Glen Ellen train station. And it's a beautiful town. I like coming here. Really not too far away, so we'll have to do this more often. You know?
Yeah. And, FYI, my parents' condo is, like, right across the street from the train. So yeah. I can get loud even in the middle of the night.
Nice. Yeah, I'm lucky where I'm, like, 3 blocks away from the train, so I can't really hear it. And if I can, it's just kind of, like, it's not annoying. It's
but
just kind of nice.
It seems like would probably get all the noise from the gas station across the street.
I do get other noises, yeah. And in the winter, you get the back plows and all the beeping.
Oh yeah,
I hate the beeping worse than any train.
Oh,
I take a train over the backup beeps.
Oh yeah,
please quit beeping.
I know.
It's the most annoying thing ever. But yeah, it sounds like you had a pretty cool last couple weeks with the fam.
Yeah.
And yeah, I do actually have a Facebook question.
Sure.
Her name is Audrey. And, yeah, we actually met at the Ravinia show last year. She says, hey, Jesse, what is your favorite part of the holiday season? Are there any traditions that you particularly enjoy?
Well, Audrey, I enjoy the whole thing, you know, mostly being with family. And, one tradition we have is there's this lady friend we have. We go to her house for Christmas Eve every year. We do Christmas carols, have some wonderful food, you know, like family style, you know, buffet. And it's just a fun time.
Nice.
So, other than that, we don't have any really other traditions. You know, we just wake up late the next day, Christmas, open some presents, and
nice.
That's that. Thank you for your question, Audrey.
Sure. I can't picture your caroling. What's your favorite carol here?
I'm really leaning towards Carol the Bells.
Nice.
There's a band by the name of Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, sure. They're huge.
Who really rocks that song. And I love it.
That's awesome. Well, that's a cool question. Thanks, Audrey. And, I just recently read in the news this record producer in Chicago, Steve Albini. He says for the past 20 years, he hasn't had a regular Christmas. Instead, him and his wife buy presents for all these people that are either homeless or they just lost their jobs or they're in hard times. And they go around, they get the address list, and they just drop off presents to strangers, and they do that for the entire day of Christmas.
Wow.
And I'm like, geez, that's a pretty awesome way to go about it. You know, me, on Christmas, I usually just like to relax with family and stuff. Yeah. But it's definitely something I would think about for the future, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's cool to see people giving back and stuff like that. Actually, I think we will be right back after a little break. If you want to support the show, you can go to Facebook, check out Jesse Unplugged, push like on that. He'll be giving music recommendations, movie stuff. Yep. You can hear the podcast there as well.
Of course.
And follow him on Twitter. We're not as active on Twitter, but it's still a way to get in touch with him and ask a question. That's Jesse Anderson 39, capital J, capital A. Jesse Anderson 39. We'll be right back after this.
Yo, what goes on, people? Jay Porks here. Just reminding you to keep it locked to the Deer Network throughout 2015, where you can get the Tyler Kale Show, the smooth, sultry tones of the Jay Porks Experience, or the Andy Deer Show. Keep it locked to andydeer.com. 2015, big things coming.
And we are back with Jesse Unplugged. I went to see a concert last Friday, Local H at Dirty Nelly's in Palatine. It was a great show, but it kind of is a weird thing now. 2 weeks ago, we had the shootings in Paris, and it seems like every time you turn on the news, there's another mass shooting.
I'm sick of hearing about it.
Yeah, I'm really sick of all that stuff going on. It's almost like I can't even watch the news anymore, but especially hit home. Because I love going to concerts. How could somebody be so maniacal that they would take it out on a bunch of peaceful people at a concert venue? I have no idea.
I know. Supposedly, Deftones was there, and then just a few minutes before it, the whole massacre started.
Really? I didn't know Deftones were there.
Yeah, Deftones were there, and the massacre missed them by 10 minutes.
And then it hit the Eagles of Death Metal, right?
Yes.
And I had heard about that band for years. I know Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age, Josh Homme, he helps record with them.
I never heard of him until that incident.
But it's terrible that it was that band's merch guy actually, got hit. And, you know, what was it, 150 people at the venue? Terrible.
I know, that sucks.
But it's something that you can't check every single person. If somebody's truly crazy in their brain, they will find a way to bring evil to the world.
I know.
And is there anything you could do? I mean, besides searching everybody, don't they already do that pretty much?
I know. It's like they should be doing more.
You would think so. And I remember back in the day, it would be they're searching for, you know, pot or a knife or something like that. But how are these people who want to bring evil to the world, how are they making it happen so frequently and often? And, yeah, it's just something terrible. And then, of course, now there's tons of shootings here in America, it seems like, on a weekly basis.
Oh, it's nuts.
And for a long time, I always said that homeschooling, it turns somebody into a sheltered individual because they don't get the social activities and stuff like that. And
I agree.
But now it's seeming like the only safe way to go about raising your child. I don't know. Is that you ever thought of that?
Did you? And you probably, I don't know if any of you who live outside of Chicago saw the news, but Chicago has been in an uproar the past couple of days because of what happened to that black teen like last year.
Sure, he got shot way more times than necessary. Like,
16 times, and by a cop who just, and I guess it was trying to stay under wraps this whole year.
Okay.
Then a judge finally ordered, put a summons in to make that video public.
Which he should have done a while ago, probably. Yeah, and that's the uproar, right?
And the thing is, though, I know, it's like, that's probably why the protests that are happening all now, because of what happened.
But it's so weird because then you have the crazy evil cop, and he kills a man, and they're protesting, and then, but you can't protest these terrorists. I mean, terrorism in itself is just a terrible thing. That if you protested, you'd just be protesting every minute of every day. So evil comes in many different forms, and it's really it's showing its head in 2015.
Oh yeah, it's like now all because of that. Chicago lost a police chief. Now they're about almost going to lose a mayor.
That's what I heard too.
Yeah, they're demanding. Protesters are demanding that Rahm Emanuel step down, and somebody by the name of Anita Alvarez as well.
Sure,
she must be the district attorney or something.
It's something like that. Yeah, it rings a bell, but. Yeah, so now everything's turned into a political firestorm, and everybody's putting their two cents in, and
I know.
Which is good. Is we should have a conversation about it like we're doing now, but at the same point, it's just there's almost nothing I can really say about it without coming off as naive or something like that. I think that the only thing you can do is put forth positivity in your own life, and hopefully that spreads to your neighbor, and that spreads to your child, and all sorts of stuff.
I agree, dude.
It sounds really hippy-dippy and, kind of corny, but what else can you do? You can't search every single crazy maniac.
After all these things going on, it seems like nobody has any respect for the CPD anymore.
It's true, and it's one guy. I mean, I'm sure there are dozens actually on the force that are crazy like that, but one guy should not spoil the whole bunch. You know, I do have respect for our uniformed officers and men and women, and they have a crazy job. We're lucky that most of them are sane individuals and are looking for the betterment of Chicagoans. Yeah.
It's all these stupid bad seeds are making it a tough time for the rest of the good ones.
Yeah, and then not to mention school shootings and all this stuff. It's just,
I know.
Put forth positivity, try to teach your kids the right way of going about stuff that they would never even in their right mind ever think of harming another individual like that.
I know, dude.
And that's pretty much all you can do. And, so hopefully 2016 we start seeing a turnaround, maybe.
I know, dude.
Either less violence, maybe have something where we can just celebrate positivity and celebrate things like that are creative, like music, concerts, movies. And in 2015, we actually had a bunch of great stuff that comes out, and unfortunately it's going to be overshadowed by the violence. We'll look back on this year as a pretty violent year in America's history.
Totally.
But we also had great concerts. I saw the Pumpkins with Marilyn Manson this summer in Northerly Island.
I would have loved to have gone, but I had to work the next day.
Yeah, amazing show. Once again, total positive experience. Even Marilyn Manson, who you'd look at, or your grandma would look at Marilyn Manson and say, that's an evil man, he's crazy. Why would you ever follow that? It turns out that's just creativity rearing its ugly head, and just, it's actually a positive thing watching him perform, and it's doesn't hurt anybody. It doesn't put any evil thoughts in anybody's mind. It's just, it's a, you know, he's expressing himself. And he's not hurting anybody. So that's kind of cool. And I, as I said, I saw Local H recently. That's just, they're bringing back, yeah, they're bringing back the rock power that is missing from MTV. It's missing from most high school kids' playlists. It's all Bieber. It's all auto-tuned rap music. It's all pop divas that are really selling their sex instead of selling their songs. But Local H bring back the rock. As you said, the Pumpkins, Marilyn Manson. I saw the band, the Meat Puppets. They're great. They've been around for 35 years.
There's one song. I think there's this one song that...
By the Meat Puppets?
Sure. That was on the Unplugged?
They did three songs with them on Unplugged because they were like one older band that Nirvana loved. So they invited them to do it. And Lake of Fire.
Lake of Fire.
Yeah.
Lake of Fire. You know what? I don't know. I guess they tend to do, bands tend to do other people's, other bands' music.
Sure, yeah. Local H covered stuff, too. Yeah.
You know, just like that one song that the 10,000 Maniacs did.
Sure, Behind or
Because of Night.
Because of the Night.
And it's like, I'm like, damn.
That's a great song.
That song sounds so good, but you, you can never find a non-live version.
It's because that band only did it live, another Unplugged one. But guess what? Oh. They took that from Patti Smith, singer in the 70s. And guess what? She took that from Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, wow.
He gets all the money for all the versions of it. Another reason why Bruce is doing pretty good at that age.
He did that song?
He wrote that song. Because of Night? Yeah. So music's crazily awesome because...
I don't know why, but...
You would never expect it. Yeah.
I know. It's like... The way that song goes, that doesn't a man singing that song doesn't fit.
Well, they did probably tweak the lyrics a little bit to make it gender
probably gender
neutral for a female's point of view.
Yes.
But yeah, that's a cool thing where everybody borrows off of everybody in music.
Yeah.
But like bands are always covering, and then they'll get covered too.
Yeah, and it's like it could have been something else, and because the Night belongs to Lovers.
Yeah,
it could have been something else besides.
Sure.
And, but I guess that's what happens when you cover something gets covered. Sometimes the lyrics get changed.
The really odd thing that you would bring that up is I actually covered that and sang the song on the show about 4 or 5 years ago. So there is a recording of me playing that song. I'll put a link up. You can tweet it out or whatever. Yeah, so that's a great song. I just like music, how everybody borrows off of each other, and it's usually. Until the lawyers get involved, I'm sure.
Yes.
It's usually just a cool thing of, hey, I respect
it's you. Like so much has happened so many times. Like, the regulators did that one song.
Yeah.
And they borrowed from the people who did Keep Forgetting We're Not in Love Anymore. I forget.
I know what you're talking about.
That, in the background.
Okay.
Music.
Yeah.
I forget what you call that, but they took that
sampling,
put it to regulars, put it to that one song.
Yeah.
And I guess someone did that with sampling a Prince from Prince.
Okay, sure.
And he ended up suing him.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, I can see both sides of it. Like, you should be able to use somebody's music just a little bit if you want to, you know, add to your song, but. The original artist should at least get acknowledged.
Of course.
You know, they need to get acknowledged. They came up with it. But...
I guess, speaking of, not to go on too much, but supposedly, I guess Cher wasn't the only one who did, wasn't the first one who did that. Like, Bang Bang, he shot me down.
Yeah, sure. So I guess Cher, I think.
I guess other people... did it before her.
Nice.
Well, I don't know, but I've seen... But
and it's been sampled, wasn't it, in Kill Bill or something
that?
Yeah. So music's cool because it's all recycled. It's nothing's really original, but that's kind of the cool thing, too.
It's like, right. Oh, man, not to cut off... I actually like the Kill Bill movies. It's like, one time I was at a friend's house trying to watch Kill Bill 2.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I was spending the night, but I was trying to watch Kill Bill 2. And for some reason, the DVD player shuts off.
Okay.
Right in the middle of it, I'm like, whatever.
That's kind of creepy. If it was a scary movie, that might have been scary, but Kill Bill's more violent than scary.
Oh, God, yes.
But how about, did you go to any... Oh, yeah, you went to see The Inventors, right? Or...
They had this big show because they were doing this, like, kind of a bail of the bands, you know, for, like...
Nice.
This upcoming I Am Fest, and they were able to, and I was rooting for them the whole time. My friend Michael Gardner was too. They were able to go for the gold.
Nice.
And headline the whole entire event.
So that's the thing you were inviting me to for next weekend, right? Here.
Well, next week, that's another different
that's
band.
A different show. Oh, it's a different band.
Yeah.
It's Lever.
Nice. Yes.
Nice.
They're a pretty good band themselves. And I was like, I love their music. I also enjoy that they treat me as one of their own.
Nice.
And they because they, well, especially since they appreciate all my support.
Yeah.
I've been to almost every show.
That's pretty awesome.
And they're, because they're that good.
Nice. But, yeah, how about, like, movies? What was the best movie you saw? You want to know what's something sad about me? I only saw one movie in the theater this year. It was Jurassic World, and actually I liked it because I like seeing CGI dinosaurs. I like Chris Pratt. It was fun. I went with the family and we all enjoyed it. I'm sure it wasn't the best movie. Yeah,
I think I did a review for that movie in a TRN episode.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I mean it was all that you want out of like a fun summer movie, but yeah, I don't make it to the theaters that much. I mean. I'd rather watch an old movie or something like that. But I have an aunt that literally sees all the movies that they talk about during the during the Oscar buzz time and stuff like that. And I've seen zero. So, but I make up for it with checking out new music and stuff like that. But yes, this is our final episode of the year. It's been 4 episodes that we've been doing Jesse Unplugged. And I'm having fun being your wingman, being your producer.
And I have, I know I say this a lot, almost every episode, but I appreciate this, dude.
Nice. Well, it's reciprocated, if that's the right, correct usage of the word.
Yes.
So for next year, let's talk about next year. I'd like to get more guests.
Yeah, we gotta start getting guests. I've been getting some feels.
Nice.
You know, I'm getting some nibbles on the bait, per se.
Nice, sweet. It doesn't have to be anybody famous. It can just be a good friend, as long as they talk and they don't just sit there twiddling their thumbs. But, if you're in the Chicago suburbs, we can meet up in Glen Ellen. If we're downtown, we can meet up in Evanston. The more of the western suburbs, I'm kind of right out of the Downers Grove area, Westmont area. We're just looking for interesting people, maybe preferably somebody in Jesse's past, whether it be wrestling, whether it be music, or just somebody he knows throughout his life.
Oh,
but
One possible guest I have, and can consider this another shout out, Michael, but as I told you, my good friend Michael Garner says this. I was inspired him to do this. I don't know how, but supposedly he's been writing a novel.
Nice. Like fiction, nonfiction, what kind of novel?
I don't exactly know the genre, but I promised that when he finishes the book, I would either have him on the show via Skype, or he actually said he would feel free to come out here.
Nice.
Because he's like, anything to see Chicago again.
Sure, yes.
But, and he said he appreciates the thought of me wanting to help push it.
Nice. That's very cool.
And he said that before I do that, he said the prerequisite of me being, him being a guest is I gotta read it first. Which I'm looking forward to as well.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that works. And yeah, if you're an interesting person and you're across the country, that we'll still have you. We just do Skype. We can do a 3-way Skype, and it actually works as long as as long as we're not going in and out and we can actually hear you, we'll do it on Skype. I like doing it in person here. A little bit of train sound, but we make up for it with actually being able to hang out and have a little barbecue food. And
totally.
Yeah, it was good times. Just want to thank the Andersons. Want to thank anybody who's checked out the show on Facebook or Twitter or at andydare.com.
Yeah, thanks, guys. You're the reason why I enjoy doing this.
Nice. Well, happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays, and have a great New Year's, and don't drink too much.
Nice. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, all those good things rolled into one. We appreciate it. And until next year, Jesse with the final word.
This has been Jesse Unplugged. Thanks for listening. See you soon.
Jesse Unplugged.